Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Ridwaich. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Ridwaich. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson takes first base on ball four. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley takes first base on ball four. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crowley moves to third. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oates for the out. Crowley scores. Salmon moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Hinton and he is out, Leon applying the tag. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. One out. Jim Ridwage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridwage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Ridwage reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Ridwage moves to third. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oates moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Gritch moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch scores. McNally moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Austin now pitching. Jim Ridwage now playing third base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Powell reaches second base with a double. McNally scores. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund is walked intentionally. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Crowley hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Rick Austin. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Nettles now playing third base. Jim Ridwage now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ridwage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridwage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ridwage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Buford takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Ridwage covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning six, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing center field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan pinch runs for Ken Harrelson. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Hargan moves to third. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hargan scores. One out. It's 5-1, Orioles. Ted Ford pinch hits for Jim Ridwage. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. Ted Ford now playing right field. Vada Pinson now playing first base. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oates hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNally bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich scores. Buford moves to third. It's 6-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Camilli pinch hits for Vince Colbert. Luke Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Baylor moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Baylor moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Oates moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Orioles. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Dave McNally. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ted Ulander pinch hits for Ted Ford. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Orioles. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Tom Phoebus now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-4 in the game. Leon hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford moves to third. Pinson moves to second. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 7-6, Orioles. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 7, Indians, 7. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Ulander now playing right field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Buford strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Powell reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair pinch runs for Boog Powell. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Bean now pitching. Paul Blair now playing center field. Don Baylor now playing right field. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Crowley strikes out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-5 in the game. Leon bunts towards first. Crowley scoops it up and throws to first, with Gridge covering, for the out. Bradford moves to second. 1 out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pinson is walked intentionally. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salmon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Fred Bean. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Rickert now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Hydman pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Hand now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Crowley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, Orioles. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hand fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Oates moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bradford is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-5 in the game. Leon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.